Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
All right, welcome everybody. Third hour today of Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day and how you can use them to change your world. By, well, taking the things and how the things of the day, the political issues, and how we talk about them in a way that helps give you thoughts, feelings, phrases, conversations that you can have with the persuadable. Because in part, that's the only way we're going to save this great republic. Now, we're not so much into that today as we are in just getting your reactions to everything that happened yesterday. And where do we go from here? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on my thesis here, that if Trump isn't going to release all this stuff that he says he has, and I believe he has, then why not? I mean, what has he got to lose? Orderly transition without exposing the corruption? Why? Why would he do this? It's not his normal way of doing things, being a fighter. Got a text message, by the way, says, I fully support all law enforcement. My question to Democrats is this. Since you want to defund law enforcement, where were the social workers yesterday? Hey, great point. Where were all those social workers that you would think you would see at the U.S. Capitol? And where were all the social workers at the Oregon Capitol yesterday when Antifa and Black Lives Matter showed up, as seen on the video? Where, I mean, we were armed and we had a very peaceful protest almost all day long until Antifa showed up. Where were those social workers? Democrats? It's a great point. It's hard to argue with it. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Jim. Jim, good morning, and thank you for hanging on. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you going to do?
Well, Art, I was at the rally yesterday. It was a pretty good rally. I think you're putting that on. That was had a lot of fun. I looked back at it. We walked around the building seven times. Me and my Christian friend prayed and sung songs. But I look back at it, you know. There was no police presence there like there was last one you had, where it was kind of a Christian one. And we were kind of being set up, you know, because you would see a policeman standing off in the distance or you'd see a cop go by. And at the time, I wasn't thinking about it, but as later as I think back about it, that they were setting us up. We were the pigeons, you know, and they did the same thing with Trump. There's no way our government couldn't keep people from busting into the White House or wherever it was, Congress. Are you still there?
I am. No, I mean, I think you're right. I think there's no question there's irrefutable evidence of people who are identifying themselves as on Antifa webpages were at the Capitol yesterday photographed. There's no question they're the same identical person because not just their face, but the sickle and hammer tattoo on the outside of one of their hands. Those people were there yesterday. And they are trying to not only infiltrate us at our events at the state capitol, Jim, but also then come and try to provoke us into confrontations with the police, which we shouldn't be doing.
I agree. I'm a Christian. You know, another thing, this thing's all about money again. You know, it's always, you can always trace it back to money. And I'm actually an evangelist, and we went into a prayer group back about 2000 to 2005. During 9/11, but we prayed through that whole time twice a week for 2 hours twice a week. And, you know, the presence of God at the end got pretty powerful. Every time I begin to sing or whatever, it'd fall on me. And, at that time, there's prophecies that went forward about the revival that we were praying for. And the revival wouldn't come until the dollar went to zero. That they're going to bring the dollar down to like 30%, and that's where they want to keep it. But God's going to intervene and take it to zero. And, you know, my heart went out for that guy that was talking earlier about the hopelessness. Well, he better get ready for a ride. And at that time, as an evangelist, I thought it was going to happen right then. I went out and I told everybody in Sweden about Jesus, ended up baptizing 500 people and was just burning on fire because I thought our economy was going to crash then. And, you know, and then later on I asked God, why didn't it crash? He goes, Jim, it's the only way I can get you to do anything. But I didn't think would ever happen. You know, and it was really hard on our pro group because a lot of people left because of prophecies. But I think it's going to happen. We see it coming. I actually do seminar. I did one seminar on end-time finances. If you want sometime, Jeff, I can explain our financial system to you over the air in about 5 minutes. You know, it takes – I'm a Bible teacher, too, and it takes them to know how to teach. But it's not complicated. They just try to make it that way.
Well, yeah, and there's lots going on. I'm very interested. Yeah, I mean, I would be interested in having you come on and share your thoughts about that. We should probably talk about that offline first before we do that. But, you know, the reality is things are coming to a head very quickly, I think, in America and I think in the world. And I think both as people of faith and people who are patriots, maybe not so much as people of faith, but people who believe in their liberty, I think there's an opportunity for us to not only reach together, reach out to them and work together, but to make the right kind of impact that we need to make. Jim, thank you. I appreciate very much you being there, your faith, marching around the Capitol 7 times. That's a Jericho march. I think that's a great, great plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Avis writes, in regard to me asking the question, she writes me an email. If you want to send me an email, I'll do my best to read it on the air. It's Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. She writes, what am I going to do? I'm going to meet Janice Deisinger today to examine ballots in an undisclosed location. We cannot stop and bury our head in the sand. She said, be sure to mention which Winco store for the Saturday mask rally. It is the South Salem Winco store. 1 o'clock Saturday. We're going to have a rally, a protest against their policy and how they've treated customers who don't wear a mask and maybe those that cannot wear a mask. They don't have to do that. They need to hear from us. They need to fear us more than they fear Kate Brown's bureaucrats. Rich writes me an email and says, where are we? And I'm going to get to the phones in a moment, get back to Tim and Barron. Hang on. Will we walk away from what is the question? The Republican Party? The way they fought against President Trump in the last 4 years on the local and national level. If that doesn't warrant a serious look at leaving them to their own decay. We feel sad for those in the GOP who are fighting the good fight on the local and the national level. For those who are fighting the good fight and betrayed by the GOP, you can't be forgiven. As my wife says, it seems that the GOP gives you the impression of hope and then at the end never delivers. Where do you go? That's the real question. The so-called riot in D.C., the average citizen in Portland, Seattle, has been under that cloud for months. Now that it shows up in D.C., it's a problem? Or now that the Democrat socialists get their way, it's not okay to riot and burn and beat people up. So how does the left turn off their violent arm of their party? They don't. We saw that last night, did we not, in Portland? That was Antifa in Portland last night. There was a riot declared last. Well, it wasn't. It was unlawful assembly. They broke out all kinds of windows of businesses because they're anti-capitalist. He goes on. So why are politicians so special that they're above the violence that we've had to deal with every day? I believe everyone should be protected from this violence from the left, not just elitist politicians. If we go down the path of one group is better than another group, then we are surely on our way to communism. Bite me, Biden, is not and never will be our president. The corruption of the federal government is so sick, I could just scream and cry at the same time. The evil out there is so deep. Yes, it is. We need to expose it. We do our part. And we pray that God does his part. Go back to the phones to Tim. Tim, your thoughts again.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. One of the things I thought about as I was driving downtown, and that is it's kind of like a coach. I coach football and wrestling. Sometimes you ran across a team that was bigger, faster, like in football. Had some great talent. You go into, just a second. Okay, now, and you go into the game and you're behind. Maybe by the halftime, you bring the kids in and you're going to talk about what you're going to do. then you go out and play the game and make corrections along the path. It doesn't, as you're a coach or a player, you don't want to think that you can't win. So one of the things you have to do as a coach, you have to figure out, what do they have? What do you have? What do you think they're going to do? When are they going to do it? How do I counter it? And think of it in those terms. I don't want people, Jeff, to get discouraged. I don't want them to feel hopeless, because that isn't part of how you win the game. I can't win a game with kids on the team that have those issues. We need to provide them support, excitement, tell them about how to do it, what can be accomplished. And we do that, too, by using a basis of education. Yes, we know what the Republican Party's not doing. Is everybody else? There you go,
well,
Jeff.
Look, I agree. I mean, I think this is an opportunity for to teach, and I think it's an opportunity. But what is it that we teach? We teach that we have a system of justice that is favorable to one particular party and others, then another. We have a system of public discourse through the news media, through social media, that is unfair to one side. I mean, what do we teach, Tim?
We have to teach them. I'm going to go back to what I said a long time ago. You get what you don't do. You need to have the plan, and then you have to act on the plan. It was no different than when we had demonstrations back in the 70s and I was on riot control. We demonstrated. We told them what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. They didn't occur because they also knew we would enforce it. We allow things to happen in Portland because they know we won't enforce it. So why listen to what we want and what demand is and what the law is? We won't enforce it. So it doesn't matter.
Well, therein, I think, lies the answer to why we lost two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia, because that was the sentiment expressed by Sidney Powell in that interview on the Rush Limbaugh Show, where asked by the host, so are you going to recommend people, Republicans and others, turn out to vote for these two senators? She goes, what does it matter? They're going to steal the election. Hopelessness. We have to have some hope, folks. All right, Tim, thanks. It's almost 8:20. We're going to go to the break here. Now I'll get back and we'll talk to our caller with no name and no number, which is an interesting. So hang on. We'll talk with Barron. What do you think? Where are we going from here? What are you going to do? How do you feel today? 503-589-1220 is the Power at Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. I have one line open. Lots of emails, and I will do my best to get to them and your phone calls when we get back. Don't go away. It's 8:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we're going to go right back to the phones. We're going to go to a caller. What's your name?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron. What do you think today, brother?
If you think that Trump is going to have a peaceful transition, you have to go to a foreign news to know the truth. The truth is he's not going to transition to Biden. He is going to expose and expose and expose until everything is exposed. And then when it's exposed within that 10-day window, before the 20th, Trump is reelected. And Lynn Wood said that many of these people will be in jail.
Well, all right. So let's seriously consider that. All right.
Not seriously because that's the truth. Plus, it's prophetic.
Well,
too.
All right. So how would that happen, though? Okay. So if Trump, how would the machinery of that work? If people are arrested, then that would mean Joe Biden would have to be arrested. Who's going to do that?
Yes, Joe Biden will be arrested too. Biden will be arrested.
Who's going to arrest Joe Biden is my point. Let's say information does come out. Who's going to do the arresting? The FBI? The federal marshals? Who?
The people that support Trump. The police.
Well,
there are good ones also.
That would have to be the military.
There's good people. The military will do that.
Well, the president would. All right. So there's a story that Christopher Miller, Trump's guy, he put in the Pentagon, gave a briefing yesterday to everybody but Trump. I mean, are the generals going to support the president here? Does he have the people in place to actually do this? He would have to invoke. He would have to declare martial law.
And
he would have to invoke the Insurrection Act.
And
it's the only way.
Yeah, I think he will.
Well, it's General McInerney said that was the only hope. Said it yesterday.
Well, that's not the only hope. Our hope is in God, anyway. And God will do a miracle. God is going to get the glory. So he's going to do it.
Yes.
And it's not going to be because of Lynn Wood or anybody else. It's because of God. God will bring the miracle because it's been already prophesied that he would be the two terms.
It is the only way that it can happen at this point, is a miracle that does give God the glory. I don't know what that is, but I have a faith to believe that it is true.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling.
People call and they have no hope. Give them hope.
Well, the hope is in the Lord. Now, you have to believe that he can and will honor the prayers of his people. Where we are literally begging him for a miraculous moving to preserve everything that he says is right. Because that's what America stands for.
He's waiting for his people to humble themselves. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I don't see any people humbling themselves. I mean, they need to be broken.
We are. I mean, there's tons of groups all over the nation. I mean, I've been part of several groups praying consistently for hours on end.
I'm a part of a prayer group, too, that we pray for every week, every day.
So. I do, too. All right, thanks for your call. I got to move on. I appreciate it very much. 826, going to move on to Rebecca again. Rebecca, what else do you have to say? Go.
Last night I noticed that Vernon, I think his name is Vernon Jones, became a Republican. He ran as a Democrat, and then during the primary he quit, and I'm not sure if it was the primary. Anyway, at some point he quit, and then he came back in said that the Democrat Party was a bully. And just yesterday, on the 6th, he became a Republican. So I'm very encouraged because even though the Republican Party is not perfect by any means, it's made up of people, a large variety of people, and the more people that we can get into the party who understand what the problem is and become active. This man is a Trump supporter, and he has gone from being a Democrat to being a Republican, and the Republican Party is like a vehicle, and if we can get that vehicle full of good people, it will become a different thing.
So how do we do that?
I don't know how we do that. I just was encouraged that Vernon Jones has left. He's a representative, I believe, in Georgia.
Yeah, and, he's a member of the House of Representatives in Georgia. So I think what happened to him is what I ask people to do every day. Somebody talked with him over time about the principles of liberty and about these things. And ultimately, in his mind, he decided he needed to change parties. He needed to change his political ideologies. I mean, can you imagine how tough it is to be a Democrat in Georgia and be a big-time Trump supporter? He got to that place somehow. And everything everybody is saying here today, the frustration, Tim's ideas, everybody else's ideas here, are good. They have to lead us to something.
Well, you know,
again,
I was trying to tell you that those two guys walked me to my car last night, and that to me was very symbolic of what the young men who came out to that rally yesterday are made of. They were organized enough that they were walking people to their cars. To me, that was an amazing thing. I've never been to a rally before where it was an organized thing where they were watching who was leaving and running after them to make sure that they got walked to their cars. That was incredible to me.
Well, and that's why I say this is different than the Tea Party. Because in the Tea Party movement, again, there was not this, we were at a different place in America and in Oregon. We were not threatened to have everything we hold dear in terms of our personal liberty threatened. And it is when we come back from the break.
All I can say is I was proud of those boys.
Me too. AOC is laying out the agenda. You're not going to like it. That and more of your phone calls when we come back. It's 8:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
25 minutes to the top of the hour. Welcome back to Political Coffee. This is the last 25 minutes of the show today. In a moment, we're going to chat with my friend Jake. The number to call is 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. We're asking today, if Trump doesn't expose all of this stuff, how does anything change? Well, God has to change it, because that's the only way he gets the glory, right? In fact, I got an email from an unnamed state employee. He says, Trump, Flynn, and Powell, and anyone else that has the evidence must act now to release anything and everything they have. Waiting and hoping to change things via the ballot box is the definition of insanity. We've just witnessed a coup via massive in-your-face fraud in the election by a completely lawless and corrupt deep state. There is no justice in the justice system. We all have been disenfranchised of our ability to vote in fair elections. Amazingly, there's still lots of people who are completely clueless as to what's going on, despite videos and other prima facie indisputable evidence presented for all of us to see. If this isn't stopped now by whatever means are necessary, there will never be another valid election. Yes, Washington and Lincoln prayed, but the founding and survival of this constitutional republic took much more than just prayer. Nobody wants another bloody revolution or civil war, but the alternative, a totalitarian Marxist state, will be far worse. Historically, freedom has never been given. It must be taken. If a taking back of the republic from this criminal cabal of treasonous traitors is going to happen, it must happen very soon before the gun confiscation begins. AOC is saying it's a new day. We're going to push for retroactive COVID relief, like about another $4 trillion of crony capitalism, and to push for student loan cancellation, another like $1.3 trillion, and for climate justice, another several trillion dollars in the doing away of the anything having to do with carbon. Healthcare. That's right. Free healthcare for all. Nobody pays for it, right? It's just free. Voting rights. Yep, let's let them 16-year-olds vote. Let's let the open borders and all the illegal aliens come into America and vote. And let's end the death penalty. Yep. Why don't we do all those things, AOC? You don't think your freedom's in jeopardy? It is. 503-589-1220. All the phone lines are full, and I'm going right to my first caller. Jake, what do you say, brother?
Wow, Jeff, that point you read before, the AOC thing, really resonates with me. I've been rolling this through my mind quite a bit, how you feel, what your response might be. So first of all, on a good note, congratulations on 3 hours. I'm glad for you on this one, Jeff, and I think that you're going to have no problem filling up your time, and you'll be even busier than you've ever been, but I think the Valley benefits from your voice. Jeff,
thank you, friend.
From a voter's point of view right now, with the aforementioned either email or whatever it was that you wrote, I am so disenfranchised right now that I feel like I'm not going to bother voting if all they're going to do is throw it into some bin and shred it. Now, I know here in Oregon, we're used to having Multnomah County come up with all these amazing boxes full of votes, and the governor race turns or whatever ballot thing turns. And so I feel like we've been victims of voter fraud here in Oregon and maybe the West Coast for quite a while. If you look at my ballot over the years, it would resemble a terrible bowling card score of nothing but gutter balls and zero pins down. Very discouraging. So where am I today? As a Christ follower, like many of your listeners are, my kingdom belongs to Jesus and his kingdom. Now, in that, what do I feel is our response right now? Right now, I believe it is prayerfully trying to decipher and discern where things are going. And quite honestly, Jeff, I'm massively disappointed in the Republican Party. I'm even disappointed in Newsmax last night with one of the talking heads who felt like Dominion wasn't that bad of a voting machine. It was at that point I was ready to turn the TV off and call
it a day. I didn't see that. That's amazing.
Huh. It was his name is Robert somebody. He follows Stinchfield. And he wasn't totally dissing voter indiscrepancies, but the Republican National Committee chairwoman mentioned Dominion, and he kind of poo-pooed it. And when that happened, quite honestly, Jeff, I was about ready to throw a brick at that guy. And so where do we turn in all this, people? You got to have your ducks in a row and prepare your own little kingdoms for whatever's going to come down in the nearby. And then, Jeff, we need to see who the real leaders are in this country, and we need to make sure there is no voting fraud. If I'm not convinced that we have a straight-up election, I'm not going to bother, because all I feel like is a stupid little Rockwell picture putz doing my little thing, knowing that it's not going to amount to anything. And that is what we're going to have to find a way to do, because America died to me yesterday, Jeff. Right now, America is dead. I hate to say it, but that is where I'm at right now. I'm lit. I could take a page from Maxine Waters' playbook and turn around and make every Democratic person I ever bump into a miserable pile, because, Jeff, you know me physically and verbally. I could cut down if I wanted to. And right now, that is the way I feel. I would love to go to restaurants where I hear Democratic people doing the happy dance and ruin their party. Is that what God wants me to do? So I'm being blunt with you, brother. I'm not happy right now. Disappointed in these man-made institutions that lost their way and come useless. And I am not going to sit around for very long and be part of something that's losing cause. Jeff, you would love to hear what you got to say on this, brother. And I care for you
all right,
deeply.
Thanks, friend, and I appreciate you sharing your honest thoughts and feelings with me. So here's how I see this. Our liberty is truly threatened in many ways. You look at what the Democrats have promised to do, and now they have control, unless God, again, miraculously intervenes. And that's my prayer, because God can do anything. And all of these man-made institutions throughout all of human history have been subject to God's plan, subject to God's moving, to his control. So when it comes to all these things that we think need to happen, and I do, they're going to fail to a point. And then God is going to move and intervene. He has to. And he has to because we have repented. We have prayed. The remnant, that small number of people, which is not small. I mean, it's millions of Americans that have been praying literally for the restoration of this country, for the exposing of this corruption. Because, friends, everything, our religious liberty, my ability to talk on the air to you today and have you call in and express your belief is all threatened by the people that are now going to be in control, because they are the tyrannical left. And to them, by any means necessary, by any cheat. And again, what Jake has said here is, how can you have confidence in any election, period, if there are sophisticated software systems that literally can change the vote and we just accept it? Well, we don't. We can't. The first place is we have to, this is what I said yesterday at the rally, you got to pray. And then you got to be active. You got to do something. Stand up for what you believe. Violence, at least not yet, armed civil war is not where we should go. I hope we don't have to go. But you've also got to remember other patriots in this country's past been faced with the same challenge, the same thought process, pledging their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. We're getting to that point. We haven't been before. Let me move on to Rich, and then new caller. I'll have to hold you over the break, but I do want to hear what you have to say, so do not hang up. Rich, what do you have to say today, friend?
Hi, Jake's right. I like everything he said, and I like that email you read. That should be published without his name. That's great. The only thing I can say is that the time of thinking and prayer may be a lot shorter to where we go to violence than we anticipate. Don't know what that means, but it's not looking good. The next thing is, there is a little glimmer of hope for the GOP, at least in Marion County. We got a lot of young people coming up that want to fight back and do it right. And as long as they don't get thumbed, pushed down on by the older group, they'll have a chance to do something. Hopefully the other counties will have the same chance.
Well, that's my belief. My belief is this is what I was telling with Rebecca. I don't think I articulated it well, but this is the difference between now and the Tea Party movement. Tea Party movement, we weren't where we are today. Our liberties were not threatened like they are today. However, that's different. And today, we've got a lot of young people who understand that, and they're involved. Look at that crowd yesterday at the state capitol. They're involved. That gives me hope to believe that, yeah, the Republican Party, as a party, can be taken over by the people who are going to stand for liberty. Thanks, Rich.
As long as they don't let the old school hold them down.
Well, that's right. And that's why the old school needs to figure out their time is up. And the only way that we're going to make that happen is for people to get engaged at the local level. You replace your local and your state leaders with new blood that will stand for liberty no matter what. And if that happens in every state, then you're going to get rid of the Mitch McConnells and the other deep state establishment Republicans. New caller, good morning. Who are you? And I may have to hold you through the break. Hey, are you there? Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. In your name?
Mike.
Hello, Mike. Hey, hang on, Mike. I'll get you on the other outside of the break here. That's an automatic thing I got to do. 6:48, we'll talk with Mike and we'll talk with Gail again when we come back. Last segment coming up.
Let the music take control. We're going to party, night, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go back to Mike and Gail and then another new caller. Everybody hang on. I will get to you through this segment. Two quick things. Thank you to all of your great emails. I'm just not going to get to all of them. Jerris, Anne-Marie again, Corby, Paul. Wilbur, Lee, just Don, so many great emails. Just not able to get to them because this is a call-in radio talk show and we do want to have conversations with you. Dave and Paige Smith from Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, are real estate agents that really do go the extra mile for you to go above and beyond. That's what their motto is and that's what they do. If you're looking for a realtor, you should check them out. Give them a call, why don't you? 503-939-7099, 939-7099. That's Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. Back to Mike. Mike, thanks for hanging on. What do you have to say today?
How you doing? First-time caller. Anyway, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, is the response. The people yesterday that were protesting at our Capitol, they're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. Our government isn't listening to the people. And I believe that that's what they were implemented to do, was to listen to us. I can't believe that, honestly, Joe Biden got elected in. Because he's talking about taking our rights away. Taking our Second Amendment away, doing things that normal thinking people wouldn't really want to do. I mean, it's just, you know, these people that we put in office are supposed to be there for us. And apparently everybody walked away from Donald Trump yesterday, which was really sad to see a man that works 18 hours a day, you know, fighting to get the job done, and our Democrats and I guess some of our Republicans are fighting against them because it's all covered by special interest groups. They don't get paid enough being a senator or a congressman, so we're sure that they get paid off by special interest groups. And it's just, we need to stop it. And those people that went to the Capitol yesterday were telling our government that we need to stop. And I just, you know, I'm like emotionally upset over this whole thing. It's sad to see our country in the shape that it's in. And pretty much that's all I have to say right now. I mean, I can go on and on, but
yeah, Mike, I get it. And I feel what you're saying, man, because you're not any different than me. I'm fed up. I'm not going to take it anymore. The next question is, all right, so what do we do? Well, we're going to keep exploring that. Mike, thank you for being a first time caller. Thank you for being a listener. I appreciate it. I ask you to call back again. Let me move on to Gail. Gail, quickly, what's on your mind again?
Yes, thank you, Jeff. I neglected to say earlier that I was there at the rally yesterday from about 9:15 to 11, and I observed and want to thank the Proud Boys for their respectful presence yesterday. I did not see or hear any negative, foul mask or language, and I just wanted to say thank you to them. So,
you know,
thank you to Jeff.
I want
to
echo that. I want to echo that. The time that I was there yesterday for about an hour, same thing. Proud Boys were there. Not a bad word. And I was thank you, Proud Boys, for standing up and respecting. Because, I mean, it was a prayer rally, and they respected that. Thank you. I deeply appreciate it. I know how passionately they feel about liberty, and I appreciate them doing that. Thanks, Gail. That's a great point to make, and I'm glad you did. Let's go on to another new caller. New caller, who are you? What do you have to say today?
My name's Larry.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling.
Well, I was there yesterday. I didn't get there till after 12, but the lady that was just talking to you, she left too early because there was one guy that spoke later. I think it was after you left. He was a veteran. He said he had camouflage clothes on and everything. And I think they called him Shotgun. Well, when he got up there to talk, they should have made sure that he would change his language, because about every sentence he said, he had to say F this, F that. And, you know, there was a lot of kids and women there, you know, and myself, I think he could have expressed his opinion without using language like that, you know.
Well, that's no, I completely agree with you. I don't think that they should have used that kind of language. You know, I didn't know that. I didn't hear that. When I was there, I didn't hear any of that
stuff.
That
was after you left.
Oh, man. Well, that's too bad. Well, at least many of them, you know, exercise their restraint. How do you feel today, Larry, about everything?
Well, I feel pretty disappointed, really. Because, you know, it seemed like most of those Republicans that were supposed to be on Donald Trump's side, you know, just more or less turned their backs on him, you know, and everything, you know, and I don't think he had anything to do with that woman getting shot inside the Capitol building, and, you know, I don't know why, you know, I don't know what it was she was doing, but I don't know why those police in there couldn't have restrained her or whatever without shooting her to kill her, you know, and now some of these you know, politicians are saying that Mike Pence should take over and Donald Trump should be kicked out of office or forced to resign. Well, he's only got a couple more weeks in there, you know, and what's the rush to get rid of him, you know? They must have something that they're afraid of somehow, you know, and you know, like these Republicans like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and them that were saying, you know, that they were allies of Donald Trump's, that they're the ones that need to go now, you know. And I respect Ted Cruz for what he said. And when I was watching the TV before I went down to that protest rally, it showed him on there. And about the minute he started to talk, well, they showed one of their national reporters on there, and they were, you know, just asking him his opinion, everything, like they didn't want people to hear what Ted Cruz was saying, you know. And I just think they're, you know, they're taking too many of our freedoms away, and maybe we don't have a choice about who gets to be president now, but, you know, here in Salem, I think we could do more to get rid of Kate Brown if people put more effort into it, because she's got to go. She's just been a train wreck at about everything she's done, and I'm sure you agree with that.
I do indeed. Larry, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate your calling and being engaged. Well, friends, there you have it. That's where we are today. Mo, thanks for the great email. I wish I had time to read it. So many others of you, I'm deeply grateful to all of you taking the time to listen today and to call and to give me your emails and your thoughts on air. We're going to have a lot more to talk about tomorrow, including maybe a key to the future. Be blessed. Keep praying for this nation. Keep be willing to stand up and fight. Back tomorrow with Freedom Friday.